This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, Baruch Mavam. I hope everybody had a wonderful Purim. But now we're falling in the interim days in between Purim and Pesach. So we're continuing in the Shiurim on Sefer Shemais. Are generously sponsored by Dr. Zakheim and Mishpachta, Leila Nishmas of Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Leila Nishmas, Dr. Zakheim's mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi, Meshamash and Heaven Aliyah, Began Eden Tehim and Chasam, they should be Melita Yasharm for the whole family, Abi Askoel Tzedek. Now, the Shurim in Chodesh Adar are sponsored by the Israeli family in memory of their father and grandfather, Yehoshua ben Yecheskel, Began Eden Tehim and Chasai. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Rav Kenneth Ephraim Pinsauer, the Refuah Shleimah for his mother, Dina Bathana, and by David Cohen, David Elishama, Ben Shimon HaKoyin, as a Zuchus LaHatzlacha Uparnasa. Okay, we have a very important shiur tonight, Parshas Kisisa. We're going to talk a little bit about the Hemshech of the Psukim. I want to welcome all the Chashuva guests tonight. From all over the world, we have Makobol. We have other distinguished guests from holy places. Welcome everybody. Want to talk about the subject matter of Parshas Kisisa? We know that the main subject of Kisisa is Chet Ha'egel, the sin of the golden calf. And right after the Chet Ha'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Lucha Shniyos, basically take two. Let's try this again. First Lucha is Moshe Rabbeinu broke. And he says, the second time around, nobody go up to the mountain. By the way, there's an amazing Ramban. The Ramban learns that when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Egel, it's very interesting. If I make a deal with somebody, let's say we have a covenant, and I commit to you and you commit to me. If one of us breaks the deal, let's say you break the deal. Then I'm exempt from keeping my end of the deal. You're still committed to your half. In other words, we make a treaty and you break the condition. You're still bound by the treaty. I'm not. I didn't break the treaty. But you did. So if you break it, I'm not bound anymore. You are. So Klal Yisrael is still bound by the Torah. Hashem is not bound to protect us. The deal is off vis-a-vis Hashem, not vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. That's why by Lucha Shniyos, nobody goes up. Nobody goes anywhere near the mountain, because we're already done with Maimon Har Sinai. Why didn't Hashem say, Anoichi, Lo Yielecha? Why didn't Hashem teach the Torah again? The answer is because as far as we're concerned, we're still bound by the first deal. Hashem isn't. So the whole Lucha Shniyos is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for us. That's why the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos is we have to celebrate because that's our Kabbalah Satayra. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with us. It's Hashem's Kabbalah Satayra. So therefore, it's a day she'en by achila ve'en by shtiyah. That's the Ramban throughout the Chumash. But in any event, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to give us Lucha Shniyos, so Hashem is Megale to Moshe Rabbeinu Yudgimel Midas Sarachamim, and then he warns us not to serve Avodah Zarah. So if you look over here on the sheet in the second Marah Makayim, the reason why there are no Marah Makayim is this was published, but without the shear. So usually it's the other way around. Usually first comes the shear, and then comes the writing. Here it's sort of the other way around. But we have in Perek Yudala Pasuk Yudayim, Shemar Lecha Sharnoichim Tzav Hayoyim, in the Garsh Mifanech, Samar Yaknani Achita Apriz V'Achivi V'Ayivusi, don't make a covenant with them. You're going to stray after Avodah Zarah. Don't bow down to other gods. Le'el Acher, Ki Hashem Kano Shemoi, Kel Kano Hu. You're going to make a deal with them and you're going to bow down to their gods. Eloi Hei Masecha Le'Sasala. So after the Chet Ha'egel, basically the Baruch Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, don't serve Avodah Zarah. What's the connection? Because Klal Yisrael was just Nichshal in Avodah Zarah. So Hashem is basically saying, don't repeat this. Don't do this again. Okay, so we understand the Hemshah of after the Chet Ha'egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of reminds, adjures Klal Yisrael, don't be nichshal in Avodah Zarah. The million-dollar question is, after that, what does the end of Kisisa talk about? The end of Kisisa is, by the way, I'm giving you Lucha Shniyos. Don't serve Avodah Zarah. And then after that, Hashem says, keep the Shalosh Regalim. Remember that? Well, the Pasuk says, Eschag HaMatzos, Tishmar Shivas Yomim, Toi HaMatzos, Asher Tzivisicha, Lemoyeh Chodesh HaAviv, Kibbe Chodesh HaAviv, Yatzasa Mimitzrayim, Chag Shavuos Ta'atzelecha, Bikurei Ketzrachitim, Chag HaAsif, Tikufas HaShana, Shalosh, So, and then it says, "Lo yachmarish esatz kabalos kaleiros b'tnei Hashem lekecha shalosh pa'amim b'shana." Basically, in the aftermath of the Chedo Egel, and don't serve Avodah Zarah, Hashem says, "Keep Pesach." So it's very good. The first parsha we're going to learn after Purim is basically keep Pesach, because that's what's on everybody's mind. Why do you think more people came to the shiur tonight? All of a sudden, everybody starts coming to shiurim after Purim. Well, what happened before? Obviously, the hasoirus of Purim is the main reason, but also because it sure beats being at home, right? Especially the week before Pesach, hundreds of people come to the shiur. Erev Pesach is like, one time I had to rent down Madison Square Garden for the Erev Pesach shiur. Why? Whatever, we can't explain all the reasons, all the sidos. But as we get closer to Pesach, so it comes out very nice why we have the mitzvah of Pesach right after Purim. But what's the connection of the Shalosh Regalim to the Chedo Egel? Why in the aftermath of the Chedo Egel, all of a sudden we have the command to keep the Shalosh Regalim? That's what we're going to talk about this evening. So the Gemara says the Makos like this. The Gemara is bothered by it. The Gemara Makos on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara says, Amar of Sheshes, in the name of Rav Elas ben Azarya, from the juxtaposition of the Mayadois to the Egel, we learn that anyone who's Mevazeh, the Mayadois, is like they worship the idols. How do we know that? It says, Elohim Asechel Esantelach, Tistamachlei, Eschag HaMatzois Tishmar. It juxtaposes Avodah Zarah to the Shalosh Regalim, to indicate that if you violate Yom Tov, it's like worshiping idols. So now we understand the Hemshach HaDvarim. Hashem says, don't serve Avodah Zarah again like you did with the Egel. And by the way, keep the Shalosh Regalim, because violating the Shalosh Regalim is akin to serving Avodah Zarah. Now, if you remember, Rashi and Makos says, what does it mean, Mevazeh Samayadois? Rashi says, Kolamon. If you're Mevazeh Cholamayim. So the question is, how does Rashi? If Mevazeh means if somebody disgraces or disparages the Yom Tov, simply the Gemara means if someone disparages the Yom Tov, then it's like worshiping Avodah Zarah. But Rashi says it's specifically referring to Cholamayim. Let's say you want some practical examples. I wasn't going to say anything, but if you're asking, you know. I don't know if people are happy with that question, but what's an example of disparaging Cholamayim? Going to Great Adventure Stam, disparaging, you know, your brain cells. First you wait online for 3 hours, and then you sit in a. They tie you up, like they're gonna put you on the stake or something. They turn you upside down. They shake around whatever brain cells are still left from the last time you went on the roller coaster. You don't know if you're coming, you're going. You know, yeah, football players have better brain condition than people who go to Great Adventures on Cholamayim. But that's not Mevazeh Cholamayim. What's an example of Mevazeh Cholamayim? I could think of some examples. You're hired, you know. So on Cholamayim, you're allowed to work if it's a davar ha'avad. You know, if you're going to. It's going to cause you to lose money. Otherwise, yeah. Okay, so Rashi says, specifically referring to Cholamayim. How does Rashi know it's going on Cholamayim? So it's very interesting. In the Sefer Kosnoisar, Rav Meir Varazir, he brings, and Parshas Balak, a Dover Niflamon. He says, why is being Mevazeh Cholamayim like Avodah Zarah? Or why is being Mevazeh Yom Tov like Avodah Zarah? By the way, someone who does malach on Yom Tov, it's not Chayv Misa, it's not like Shabbos. It's only a lava asay. Yom Tov's only a lava asay. So why would disgracing Yom Tov be like Avodah Zarah? So he says something amazing. And really, it's not a regular offense. And it should really be a many part series. I'm going to say the whole thing right now. Right now, in one share, I'll say the whole thing right now. When did Kali Sol serve the Egon? Does anybody know what hour, what time of the day? Vayar Moshe Ki Bashesh. It was the sixth hour. It was basically Chatzos. What? Chatzos Hayon. It was Chatzos. It was the time of Mincha. Last year we learned that Egel is Gematria 103. Mincha is Gematria 103. Mincha is Keneged the Chet HaEgel. But they sinned at 12 p.m., which means they sinned Ad HaErev 6 hours. The Chet HaEgel took 6 hours. They were sinning for 6 hours. Now let's calculate for a moment. How many hours is Yom Tov? How many hours is Yom Tov? Well, how many days of Yom Tov are there? You have 7 days Pesach. You have 70 days of, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, not counting Shmini Atzeres, and 1 day of Shavuot, 15 days. 15 times 24, well, 10 times 24 is 240, 5 times 24 is 120. There are 360 hours of Yom Tov. How many hours did they spend with the Egel? 6 hours. So Yom Tov is Mavatel V'Chet HaEgel B'Shisha. The mitzvah of Yom Tov is Mavatel V'Chet HaEgel B'Shisha. There are 360 hours of Yom Tov. It's Mavatel V'Chet HaEgel B'Shisha. So therefore, if you observe Yom Tov, it brings kapara for the Egel. But if you're Mavatel Yom Tov, so you're only keeping 359 hours of Yom Tov, so now the V'Chet HaEgel re-emerges. So anyone who's mevazeh the Yom Tov, it's like they worship Avodah Zarah because they're bringing back the Chet HaEgel. So the idea of Yom Tov is mevatel the Chet HaEgel b'shish. The Kasnei Star, by the way, says something amazing. He says now that's how Rashi knows that it includes Chol HaMoed. Because if it didn't include Chol HaMoed, then you don't have 360 hours. The Raya that includes Chol HaMoed is why is desecrating Yom Tov like serving Avodah Zarah? Because Yom Tov is 360 hours, and Zavata the Chedo Ego B'Shishim, but it obviously includes Chol HaMoed, because if it didn't include Chol HaMoed, you don't have 360 hours. According to the Kasnei Sar, by the way, it comes out very beautiful, the juxtaposition of the Shalosh Regalim in the end of Kisisa. He doesn't write this, but it comes out very nice. In other words, you're learning the Parsha. You say, what in the world is the Shalosh Regalim doing at the end of Parsha Kisisa? What's it doing? How did it get there? So one thing I like to say, by the way, what's at the very end of Kisisa? What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He puts on a mask. Right? Why is he wearing a mask? They just came out. Masks don't do anything. So why is he wearing a mask? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu wearing a mask? The answer is because his face was shining. Why is his face shining? Because he's Makabal the Torah. So this is a remez that on Purim, when we're Makabal the Torah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, we wear a mask. It's a very beautiful remez to the concept of wearing masks on Purim. But what's the Shalosh Regalim doing at the end of Parshas Kisisa? The answer is Hashem says, I'm not happy you serve the Egel. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to teach you, you're giving me this harachim. I'm going to give you Luchai Shniyos. I'm going to warn you, don't serve Avodah Zarah again. And I'm going to give you a tikkun for the Egel. What's the tikkun? The tikkun is the Shalosh Regalim. Okay. Now, but it still requires explanation. By the way, I want to add. No. The answer is, Beis Halevi writes that the first Luchais, everything was written on the Torah, including the Tarsha Baal Peh. So therefore, the Luchais were shining. But Moshe Rabbeinu was just the recipient of that Torah. Luchais Shniyos, only the Tarsha Lechsav was on the Luchais Shniyos, and the Tarsha Baal Peh was written on the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu. So he became not the recipient of the Torah, he became the Chepsa of the Torah. And therefore now, this time around, Moshe Rabbeinu was shining. By the way, do you remember in Parshas Balak, when Bilam was talking to who? Azriel. Bilam had a conversation with the donkey. And what did Bilam do to his donkey, Azriel? He's simcha like him. He smacked the donkey. And what did the donkey say? Did the donkey say, why'd you do that? How many times did he do that? 3 times. Lama zahi kisani shalosh regalim. Says Rashi, you think you're going to destroy a nation that observes the three regalim? Why is the donkey challenging Bilam? You think you're going to destroy Kali so they observe Shosh Lam? Why did the donkey say, you're going to destroy Kali so they keep Shabbos? You're going to destroy Kali so they wear tefillin? You're going to destroy Kali so they learn Torah? Why is the donkey focusing on the Shosh Lam? Says the Kas Noisar, because Bilam had a hard time cursing Kali Yisrael until he gets to the Midbar, Vayoshes El HaMidbar Tanav. What does Tagamukla say? What's he looking at? Chet HaEgel. He's honed in on the Chet HaEgel. Now that I hone in on the Chet HaEgel, now I could curse them. Bilam's angle on Kali Yisrael was, they're going to sin with the Egel. They sinned with the Egel, I could curse them. So the counter of the donkey is, you can't touch Kali Yisrael. Yeah, they sinned with the Egel, but they observe the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim is Mevatel the Egel, the Shishem. That's why the donkey responds, Lamazah Ikisani Shalosh Regalim. Okay, let's think about this for a moment. I understand that the Yom Tov is 360 hours, and the Chet HaEgel was 6 hours. But the question is, what's the connection between the Shalosh Regalim and the Egel? How's the Shalosh Regalim mevatel the Chet HaEgel? So let's talk about an idea, a very important idea. Azriel, our mitzvah is good. Good, very good. Mitzvahs are a good thing. Is it good to do a mitzvah b'simcha? What's worth more, a regular mitzvah or a mitzvah you do b'simcha? But that wasn't one of the choices. Yeah? B'simcha is the answer. Okay. Now, the next question is, so you do a mitzvah b'simcha. Do you get more schar for the mitzvah aspect of the mitzvah? Or do you get more schar for the fact that you did it b'simcha? What's more value, right? You did the mitzvah b'simcha. You came to the shir b'simcha. So you get more schar for the mitzvah of learning or the simcha element. Rabbeinu Bechai says, you get more schar for the element of simcha. Actually, it's double. The mitzvah is worth 1 point. The simcha itself is worth 2 points. Okay. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction when Hashem said, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kali Yisrael served the Egel, what was Moshe's reaction? What did he do to the Lukais? When Moshe heard Kali Yisrael worship the Egel, no? No, wrong, trick question. When Moshe heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Kali Yisrael served the Egel, he did nothing. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from our Sinai, and he sees them worshiping the Egel. So what does he do to Luchai? Nothing. Also a trick question. The Pasuk says, Vayhi kasher karav reid kishiches amcha. He didn't break the Luchai. Vayhi kasher karav amachana. He didn't break the Luchai. Vayar es ho'egel u'mechoylois. Vayicharav Moshe. He saw the dancing. Vayashech miyadim es ha'luchai. Then he breaks the Luchai. Says it far now. That a person does an Avera, it's okay. It's not okay. We could do tshuva. But if you do an Avera and you enjoy it, the simcha, you're done. You're toast. Toast. But not regular toast. Very crispy toast. Says the Sfarno on the Pasuk. Vayidav so much a lech rei kishuches amcha shalik merat tzrayim saru maya. Moshe does nothing. But vayaris ta'igam l'chaylas. Says the Sfarno, look at Oizbav, Kishara, Shahayu Smechim, Bekilkul Shasu. When he saw, they rejoiced over their corruption. Kenyan, like it says, Niria Kira Aski Aztalezu, Vazehis Gatse, much got angry, Vinoyas. He gave up hope that they could do tshuva, Shayuchalisaki and Hamuva. Boyfriend Shayach the rule of Tamusam. Moshe said, if they're enjoying their sin, they'll never be able to return to their original state. So even though when Hashem told Moshe they served the Egel, did Moshe believe Hashem? Of course, he believed in the Emunah Shleimah. When Moshe saw them worshiping the Luchites, did he believe they were worshiping the Luchites? Of course. But he didn't break the Luchites until he saw that they enjoyed it. If you enjoy sin, you're toast. Sometimes people want to know, why should I go to the shmooze? But I'm not going to listen anyway. Yeah, but at least you feel guilty about it. That has so much value. Don't enjoy the avir. And once you can't enjoy it, then like the whole thing is pointless. But to enjoy sin, it's very difficult to correct sin that it was enjoying. So the ikur chet of the egel was not the avodah zarah; it was the simcha. So many years ago, my good friend, the Rosh Kollel, and he's now in Boca, Reb Nachman Luban, told me over the name of Rabbi Avram Shmulevitz that the Sfarno says in Parshas Mishpatim on the pasuk Shalosh Regalim Tachay Gli Bashana. Says the Sfarno, what's the inyan of the Shalosh Regalim? Says the Sfarno, Ke inyan Yismach Yisrael Ba'oisav Hepech Vayaris Ba'igal Machanish. The purpose of Yom Tov and enjoying the Yom Tov, it's a tikkun for the Chet Ha'igal, because the Chet Ha'igal was Simcha Shel Aveira. And the mitzvah of Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Simcha is Simchas Yom Tov. It's Zeh L'umazeh. That's the tikkun. The tikkun is the Simcha of Yom Tov. So it's not just like some kind of, you know, Zeh Sechasim. 360 hours of Yom Tov is Mevatel Le'egel and Shishem. It's that the most corrosive element of an Avera is enjoying the Avera. And therefore the Simcha of Yom Tov is specifically targeted. Therefore, if somebody doesn't observe the Yom Tov, including Chol HaMoed, it's kilu oivet avodah. Okay. Now, the truth is, anybody know who made the egel? Who made the egel? Who? Aaron, you know, he's the egel that Arizal says was made by Yunus and Yumbarus, the Bnei Bilam. That's why Bilam was so fascinated with the egel. You know, Eg Vayaras, Vayoshes, Alamid Varpanav, that's his nachas. When Bilam, when Bilam, during Chazor Sashatz, was schmoozing with his friend, while he took out his phone, he was telling people about the nachas he had, that his, you know, my nachas, my goyish nachas is that my kids built the egel. Can you imagine? That's what he spoke about during Chazor Sashatz. Well, only 3,000 Jews served the egel. Yeah, very good question. The Kuzari asked, that means basically nobody really served the egel. So the Kuzari says the following great principle. I heard this from Rabbi Victor Miller. Let's say you're walking down the street and you see some hoodlums on the other side and the guy has a stain on his shirt and you're across the street. What do you say to yourself? What do you say to him? Do you say you should really take your shirt to the cleaners? Would you do that? Why not? Because you don't care that he has a stain on his shirt, right? What if your kid has a little stain on his shirt? What do you tell the kid? You schlamazel. You schlump. What if the kid has this little thing on it, right? Messy kid. Why? Because he's a kid. You love him. You want him to be perfect, right? And imagine if he's going to a wedding and he has, you know, he has a little speck. You tell him, you know, how do you dress? Why? Because you love him so much. You care about him. You want him to look perfect. So the Navi Amay says, Rak estem yadati mikol mishpachai so adama. I only love you. Al kein efgoid aleichem avanesechem. Therefore, I visit punishment on you for every small infraction. The Ribono Shel Olam holds Klal Yisrael to a much higher standard. Why? Because he loves us. He doesn't care about the nations of the world as much. They're not his children. But Klal Yisrael, the reason Hashem could take a little Avera, and every Avera in the Torah is exaggerated. That's the Averos mentioned in the Chumash are grossly exaggerated. Chet HaEgel is a big Avera, barely anybody sinned. It was made by the Meragla, it was made by the Erev Rav. 3,000 out of 600,000. But still, okay, now let's think about something for a moment. we're going to talk a little bit about the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Because now we're learning that the Shalosh Regalim are a precise tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. Shalosh Regalim, 360 hours, connected to 6 hours of the Egel. We all know the famous Kasha of the Torah. The Torah wants to know, why do we celebrate Sukkot? Now we're up to Sukkot. How long is Sukkot? 7 months? So it's already getting very close, right? The reason why we're talking about it now, we know, we could also say, by the way, why this week's Pasha talks about all the regalim. We know the famous teaching of the Chida. Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai. When was his yard site? Yud Aleph Adam. Yud Aleph stands for Yosef Azulai. Who was born on the day the Chida passed away? Reb Yaakov Abichatzera. Yud Aleph stands for Reb Yaakov Abichatzera. Anyway, the Chida says Purim is the makar of all the Yomim Tov. So now, right after Purim, we have to learn about all the Yom Tov and how. Purim, Pei stands for Pesach, Vav, Vistukos, Reish, Rosh Hashanah, Yud, Yom Kippur, Mem, Matan Torah. As the Bnei Yisrael, come on, Vav stands for Vistukos. Bnei Yisrael has a long maracha, how Vav is the most appropriate way to capture the essence of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But let's talk a little bit about Sukkot, because Purim is Koilel Vistukos. What are we celebrating on Sukkot? The return, the Anani HaKavod. So the famous question of the Torah is Anani HaKavod came in the month of Nisan. We should sit in Sukkot in Nisan. The Torah says we're going to sit in Sukkot in Nisan. No one's going to recognize we're doing it to commemorate Anani HaKavod. People are going to think we're just enjoying the weather. But the Gra famously answers that Sukkot is not a commemoration of Anani HaKavod. Sukkot is a commemoration of the return of the Anani HaKavod. That after the Chet HaEgel, what happened to Anani HaKavod? Anani HaKavod left, and Hashem said, adios, I'm not with you anymore, you're on your own. Hinei Anoshi Shalech Malach, I'm sending an angel, Matat, I go my way, you go your way, I'm not with you anymore. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, please, the name Panecha, Holchim Al Talinu Mizeh, if you don't come up with us, we're not going anywhere. So Hashem said, I can't be with you, it's too complicated. You go your way, I go my way. Moshe Rabbeinu said, please, you have to be with us. So Hashem said, okay, let's try this one more time. Take two. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai a second time. Hashem said, all right, let's give this another shot. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up a third time. Rosh Chodesh Elul. He comes down on Yom HaKippurim. Hashem says the magic words, Salachti Kidvarecha. And what happened on that fateful Yom Kippur? They look up to the sky. And what happened? Another trick question. Nothing happened. The Anani HaKavod did not return. Hashem says, I forgive you, but I'm not interested in you anymore. You know, nowadays, a yeshiva bachur chas v'shalom to go to a pizza store doesn't pass, especially if it's not pas Yisrael. But back in the day, they said that it used to be, let's say, when you would go to a pizza store with your friends. So imagine if every Friday at Yom. Do you like pizza, Azriel?
It's okay.
When you used to like pizza, Azriel, and you used to go out with your friend, and then one time he insulted you. So he asked you for mechila, and you say, I'm Michael. So then he calls you up, Azriel, you want to go for pizza? You say, no. So he says, I thought you were Michael. You say, I'm Michael, but I don't like you anymore. So that's what happened on Yom Kippur. Hashem said, machalach, but I don't like you. I'm not going to punish you. I'm not interested in you. So Klal Yisrael said, please. They started to make the Mishkan, and the Anani HaKavod came back on the 15th day of Tishrei. So Sukkot is not a commemoration of Anani HaKavod. It's a commemoration of the return of the Anani HaKavod. Now it's interesting. That means, when was the Chet HaEgel Nimchal Legamri? Sukkot. Why Sukkot? Why not Pesach? Why not Shavuot? Because the Iker Zman Simchasenu is Sukkot. Pesach is Zman Chirusenu. Shavuot is Zman Matan Torasenu. Sukkot is Zman Simchasenu. So the Iker Takana for the Chet HaEgel is Sukkot. 6 months later. Well, 1 second. They made the Egel on Shavuot Batamos. So not, right? So Av to Elul, like 3 months later, a little bit later. Yeah? So it's interesting. There's one wild card over here that we forgot to mention. How many days of Yom Tov did we calculate? 15. What are they? 7 Sukkot, 7 Pesach, 1 Shavuot. What happened to Shemini Atzeret? What happened to Shemini Atzeret? So we have an idea that Shemini Atzeret is a regel b'shnei atzmim, a regel by itself. How is it a regel by itself? So in Gemara and Be'ah, we had Hazar Kasem. 6 ways that Shemini Atzeret is a regel by itself. But I think in this system, we could explain why Shemini Atzeret is a regel b'shnei atzmim. It's interesting. What do we do? What? It should be included, right? What do we do on Shemini Atzeret? We have Simchas Torah. What does that have to do with anything? It's the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Why are we having Simchas Torah? So you say, well, we happen to finish the Torah. Okay, really? But that's only because we have a 1-year cycle. What about back in the day, then there was a 3-year cycle? They had Simchas Torah once every 3 years? You know, imagine you get a call that the shul sends out a bulletin. Okay, whoever wants pekalach, order now. No, that's in 2 years. We're not doing it this year. No Simchas Torah this year. What happened? When they used to lay in the Torah once every 3 years, but they still had Simchas Torah every year, even though they didn't finish the Torah. They could be up to Parshas B'Shalach and they're having Simchas Torah. They could be up to Parshas Shlach and they're having Simchas Torah. So somehow Simchas Torah is connected to Yom Tov, not actually connected to finishing the Torah. So according to this system, it comes out, Oyam V'nayim. What's the purpose of the Shalosh Regalim? To be Mechaper for what? So one way of doing it is, we're Mevato at B'Shishah. But really, we know from Rabbeinu Yonah, the best way to be Mesakei Nechet is B'Mokoy Masher Ibsu. In the manner of which you were Nichshol, you have to correct it. So, for example, Rabbeinu Yonah says that if somebody did not use their eyes properly, they should be misaking it by lowering their eyes. If somebody sinned the Lashon Hara, they should be oisik the Torah. Whatever Aver you did not Vera, you should do a tikkun with that Aver. Therefore, we could humbly suggest that since the Shalosh Regalim are a tikkun for the Chedo Egal, so you have two different systems. One system is the Shalosh Regalim. 15 days, 360 hours. But in this sense, Shemini Atzeret is regel b'shnei atzma. Shemini Atzeret stands by itself as a tikkun for the egel. I once said this, but not, this is much better. You could say it two ways. One is the grand finale of the Shalosh Regalim as a tikkun for the egel is we gotta counteract precisely the aver of the egel. What was the Aver of the Egel? That they worshipped the Avodah Zarah? No. Vayaras ha'egel u mechaylai. They were dancing in circles. So the old, not until Simchas Torah, when we're dancing in a circle for Kavanah Torah, only then it's a ticket for the Egel. So the dancing with the Torah and Simchas Torah, it has nothing to do with finishing the Torah. It's not because we finished the Torah. It happens to work out very nicely that nowadays we finish the Torah, but there was time in history that 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 4 times we were finishing the Torah and Simchas Torah. It's because Shemini Atzeret is the grand finale of the Shalosh Regalim. And the tachlis of the Shalosh Regalim is Shalosh Pamim Tachag Libashana Keneged Vayaras Egel Umechoylois. So to be Mesakein, the dancing and the Simcha of the Egel, we counteract that with the dancing on Simchas Torah. So then it comes out that in that sense, Shemini Atzeret is regel b'shnei atzma. One system of being mesakein is Shalosh Regalim, 15 days, 360 hours. And one regel b'shnei atzma is the dancing of Simchas Torah is a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. We can add one more idea. It's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, you were with us. Harini nak vaydah. Show me your glory. And Hashem says, no. Hinei anochi shaleach malach. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to see your face. If your face is not with us, then don't take us up. So Hashem says, I can't. Lo yirani adam b'chai. No living person could see my face. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, come on, please. If we don't see your face, we're not moving. So Hashem says, can't do it. You could see me from behind. You can't see my face. So Chazal say, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu what? The Kesher Sof Tov. So if you would read the exchange between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems like Moshe is asking Hashem, show me your face, show me your face, show me your face. And would you say Hashem said yes? Or would you say Hashem said no? Seems like no. It wasn't a hard no. It was like, okay, I can show you from behind, but you can't see my face. And then we have the parasha of the Shoh Shidon. But it's interesting. Hashem ends off the mitzvah of the Shoh Shidon. Shalosh pa'amim b'shana yeroya kol zechurcha es tenei ha'adai Hashem. So we could interpret it. So you know what, Moshe Rabbeinu? Even though I told you lo yirani adam b'chai and panai lo yero, you can't see my face. But barisas achoyrai. But you asked so nicely. So I'm going to accede a little bit. You know what? I'll give you some semblance of being able to behold my face in this world. What is that? The shalosh gedolim. And that's why Hashem says, shalosh ha'amim b'shana yera kol zechurcha es p'nei ha'adayin. So the ability to celebrate a Yom Tov is in some shemet, some semblance of beholding the countenance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So now we have a very beautiful flow of Parshas Ki Sisa. We have Chet Ha'egel. We have Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah for a tikkun for the Chet Ha'egel. So Hashem teaches Moshe Rabbeinu, Yugim Omidah Shorach. Hashem says, Moshe reminds Moshe, make sure they're not Nechso and Avodah Zarah. Then Hashem gives us the Shalosh Regalim. From there we learn if you're Mevazah the Moyed, including Cholamoyed, is Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. That's how Rashi knows even Cholamoyed. The Lamda says 360 hours of Yom Tov Mevatel B'Chet Ha'egel B'Shishim. And the mechanism is the Iker sin of the Egel was the Simcha of the Egel, and the Simcha of Yom Tov is a direct tikkun for the Simcha of the Chet. So now we're in the Zman of Mishnechmas Adar Marva Mishnechmas. So you think, okay, we're done with that. We're finished with that. We already did that. You know, Purim is over. And now I get to go back to being depressed again. And I'm much happier being depressed than having to be happy. It's very difficult to be happy. It's much more enjoyable to be a grouch than to have to be happy. But the bad news is, if you remember what Rashi says on Mishanitnas Adar Marim Misimcha, what does Rashi say? Yemei Nisim Hayu Yisrael. Purim, Upesach. Azriel, is Pesach in Adar? No, it's what Rashi told me about, Purim Upesach. Mishanechnas Adar Mar Mitzvah Purim Upesach, says El Yorabah. From here we learn that the Mishanechnas Adar Mar Mitzvah continues into the month of Nisan. So I wish everybody continued Simcha, not only in Chodesh Adar, but in Chodesh Nisan as well. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.